Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I'm Paul.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Blake.
All right. So today's episode, we kind of want to do our turn-ons and turn-offs into the lifestyle. What we feel is sexy and what we feel turns us on. And then also go about like what...
turn-offs, red flags.
Red flags, whatever else. So I'll go first with turn-ons. Or do y'all think we should do turn-offs first? Bad news first or good news first?
I think we should just go rotate them back and forth.
Yeah, you got to sandwich it. Good news, some bad news, and then some more good news.
As I thought about this, I realized a lot of them are going to correlate. So I think we should go back and forth. Because a lot of your turn-offs are going to correlate into the opposing turn-off. Not all of them, but some of them. And so tell us your turn-on, and then we'll see if that one has a flip side.
All right. So my turn-ons is confidence.
Ooh, that's that was going to be my number one, too. You read my mind.
How could you do this to us?
I'm sorry.
Did you take notes?
Maybe.
Do you got notes?
Don't look at me like I'm a dork. Yes, I took notes.
Hey, this is the first one Mrs. I haven't takes taken notes, notes
asks
for.
If she took notes.
Yeah, so I
think... I don't want that look.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. For once, someone else took notes and it wasn't me.
So, yeah, I think my first one is going to be confidence. Confidence is sexy to me.
Absolutely.
And confidence is a huge turn on. Now, again, don't have the confidence too much to where you think your shit doesn't stink and you're better than people, but just general confidence of feeling sexy and
that you feel good. Yeah, that you feel sexy correct. And just have no doubts about yourself.
100%.
Now, I do want to throw out there for people who do struggle with their confidence. I mean, that's a thing. Like, I get it. I mean, all of us women and plenty of the men have things they don't desire about themselves. But when you go somewhere or you're presenting yourself out in public, I've always used the term fake it till you make it. And if you fake that confidence, it shows and it will make you sexy.
And it won't show that you're faking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, like, we've talked about my insecurities before.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I still try to, when we go to parties and stuff, that act like... it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Well, I know deep down Blake isn't nearly as confident as he puts on, but his confidence is what won me over way back in high school, and his confidence still makes me adore him today.
Aww.
You're cute.
It's mostly an act.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Fake it till you make it. But it is very attractive to see someone who's confident, but also on the flip side of that, a lack of confidence can be very off-putting, especially to me, if I approach someone and they're super not confident about themselves and you're kind of having to pull them out of their shell.
Putting themselves down.
I'm going to have a lot harder time making a connection with that person. And it's not that I'm going to dislike them for that, but the connection is not going to happen the same way.
Well, I think there was a bit of a difference between what y'all were both thinking and what I was thinking. It's a difference being shy or not as confident in that way, not as outgoing, and what Nikki said, putting themselves down. If you're that level of just talking poorly about yourself or putting yourself down, like almost like you're trying to gain sympathy, that definitely does not help anyone.
Yeah.
Being a little bit reserved, not necessarily as bad of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can be a reserved person and you can even be not super social and still have confidence in the way you speak, the way you speak about yourself and the way you make a decision. Like, especially if you're going to go up and let's say ask a girl out or, you know, anything of that nature, make a move. Don't have hesitance in it. Do not have hesitance in it, because a lot of women will read that as you're not actually sure if you want me or not, even if the hesitance has nothing to do with that.
I mean, even if you're nervous, act like you're not. Just do it.
It's, but also that's easier said than done.
Oh, I know.
Like, and we
preach it to the choir here. I do it myself.
Yeah, that, I mean, that is easier said than done. But I mean, if you, like I said, I mean, if you feel that you're sexy, then, I mean, obviously your actions will follow. Mm-hmm. And
I've actually seen people who were nervous and owned their nervousness and were confident enough in their nervousness that that confidence made them attractive anyways. And they're just like, yeah, I'm nervous. What of it? You know, they just brush it off.
Nervous,
and I like that.
But, you know, I'm going to do it anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we did a turn on.
Well, to me, the lack of confidence is definitely.
So I don't necessarily think a lack of confidence to me is more or less a turnoff more than, let's say, overconfidence. Like if you think that, like if you think that you, if you're cocky, if you go in.
Egotistical about it.
Correct. Yeah. So if like if you're egotistical and you're trying to talk to someone and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to be the best that y'all have ever had or whatever else. Okay, cool, man. Please believe that. You know, as long as you're believing it, if that makes you happy, cool.
Yeah.
But you got to have some, you got to be humble. You got to, you know.
Like there are people that are like, you're lucky I'm even talking to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be grateful that I'm even in your little circle right now. Like I'm bringing people to you.
So I know, I don't necessarily think a lack of confidence is more or less a turnoff, but I think being cocky and just being egotistical is a huge turnoff for me.
I guess for me, it's when that confidence, the lack of confidence pushes you into like a state of hesitancy and I guess extreme reserve. Mm-hmm. That's when for me, it's a little bit more of a turnoff.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Well, Nikki, what is a turn on for you?
Being able to take my random sarcastic shit. I know that's random, but it's true.
No, that makes so much sense now, actually.
Well, I mean, yeah, but.
Sorry, I'm coughing a lot because I swear I inhaled fucking glitter today.
Yeah.
You don't have to swear, I think. That we could all concur that you did, in fact, inhale glitter.
I probably did. I feel like I've got glitter, like, down my throat.
I think there were a few other people that were also affected by the bioweapon that is glitter today.
Yeah, I'm still not happy with them. So, yeah, so for our listeners, some of our friends came over yesterday, and they gave Nikki a shit ton of glitter for making tumbler cups and everything
beautiful
else.
Glitter. Wonderful colors.
They are
don't listen to Paul. He's just a hater.
Just there's so much glitter everywhere.
So I've been messing with them.
So like I've been messing with them since she even said like she was bringing it to Nikki. I was like, no, no. Like I did like the whole, you know, office meme. Like, no.
Blake,
he tried to
unsend
the message to where it would block on like my end. And he's like, damn it, it only removed it from my chat.
Yeah.
Blake hates glitter to the point that when we do Christmas decorations, he will not hang the decor that has glitter on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can take your sarcastic ways, right? Mm-hmm. And your shit talking. Obviously you're doing it as joking. You're not you're not being, so for our listeners out there, like Nikki's really not a bitch. Like she's doing it to chat or doing it to joke, doing it to chat, doing it to like liven up the mood and everything else like that.
And to make people laugh.
Yeah, and to make people laugh. So how would that play if we're gonna sandwich them and flip flop them? How would that necessarily play into a
being an asshole and not being sarcastic about it?
Yeah, I guess turning something around that was meant to be a joke and then taking it really serious and making it more of like,
well, coming back with that, like a legit like,
yeah, like
shit talk. Yeah, I'm like I was just kidding, dude. Like
and being mean about it or something, or being like extremely butthurt over something that was supposed to be lighthearted.
Yeah. But, I mean, you never know what's in people's minds, though. You never know what's going on.
I mean,
through.
I always test the waters. I don't come out fully swinging. I mean, don't
get
me wrong.
You tested the waters with Blake, and you realized it worked. So now he gets the full swing.
Yeah.
The entire, yep, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't throw that at everybody.
No, and I don't. I ease it in. And then if they handle like the small stuff, then I'll get some heavier stuff. Well, not heavier, but more.
Okay. What about you, Blake?
Ash said her name before me, so.
No. Don't even do that. You always cop out. Go ahead. Come on. What's a turn on for you?
Okay.
Okay, we put him on the spot too much.
His turn on is Nikki's sarcastic bullshit.
Yeah. One of my turn ons is the fucking grin he gets whenever he's in trouble with us.
It's kind of funny. Anytime both of us get onto us, anytime like the both of us get onto him at the same time, the look on his face, he's like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He likes getting in trouble. Don't let him lie to you.
Yeah, so that's my turn on.
But we said it for you.
No. You better articulate it better then.
So I will say these are, before we go any further, I just want to point out, like, these are just our opinions. This isn't turn-ons.
Personal.
These are just our personal opinions of our turn-ons and turn-offs. So please do not take this as
we're targeting you or something.
Yeah, this should be everybody's turn-on or turn-off or whatever else. This is just
how we feel.
Our own opinions. Okay. So.
Blake.
Balake.
Yeah, since I do also love being sarcastic, I love when I make a comment and I get that glare from both of y'all. It's like, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a turn on for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, I'm telling you, he's a little messed up.
Yeah.
Just
he
a
likes
little
getting
bit.
Beat. Do you not remember
that?
He bitches about it. He always like, she beats me and nobody believes me. But he fucking likes it. He asks me to, I'm telling you.
It might sometimes be my fault.
I think he does that shit intentionally. So, what are you talking about?
So how would that, like, roles reverse, or not roles reverse, but like, on the flip side, how would that be a turn off? Like, what would be the turn off on the flip side of that?
And
honestly, no, like, if someone was just way too over the top excited, I guess, like, instead of being kind of a, you know, smart ass or getting angry, if they're just like, oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
Not having fun with it, just being super serious.
Yeah, just, yeah.
It's supposed to be fun.
I agree. What about you, Nikki?
So, I would say one of my turn-ons, and I feel like this has its limits, so don't mistake what I'm about to say, but dominance is definitely a turn-on for me. To a certain extent, I don't want someone who's going to be completely controlling or rude or wants absolute control over someone, but a certain level of dominance, which kind of goes hand in hand with confidence, I find very sexy.
I do too.
Someone who's able to, I guess, take the lead. I've learned more recently about myself that I am a little more on the reserved side. I have a lot of internal monologue in my head, so I don't always want to guide everything. And so someone who has the dominance to kind of assert what they want or at least express it and take the lead, I do find that generally attractive.
So on the flip side of that would be someone like overstepping that, taking the lead and being a little too much. Is that what I'm getting?
There would be two sides to that coin. Someone who is so controlling that they want absolute control over someone and wants no pushback, no feedback, what I say I want is what goes, that would be too strong.
Mm-hmm.
But also someone who is afraid to say what they want, afraid to ask for things that they want, not dominant enough to just express their desires and their needs and things like that, that would also be a mild turnoff as well.
Okay. So you got to get right in the middle.
Yeah.
With a turn on.
It's like a sweet spot, you know? Right. Maybe a G-spot. What?
Well, I think the dominance thing goes as far as, consent and communication goes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, as long as it's all agreed upon and everything.
As long as it's all consensual.
Yeah. Yeah, but people who are just...
Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your next one, Paul?
My turn, because it was my turn. So, you know, we were going around the table.
I was responding. All right. I wasn't giving a new idea on purpose.
Okay.
So this is your brand new idea.
Yeah, this is my brand new idea. Right? No, it's not. My biggest turn on is consent. I think asking for consent is sexy. I think
you find getting the yes when you ask for
correct.
Consent.
Well, I do ask for consent a lot, right? We all know that. But I also like to be asked, is it okay that I do this and whatever else? So it should never be just on the guy to give consent. It should be on all parties. But I think asking for consent and getting consent, giving consent.
Being able to give that consent to the female.
Just consent all around.
Even if you asked for consent with them.
Yeah, just the consent all around is super fucking sexy to me. And it's a huge turn on. On the flip side of that, obviously, just you can't fucking Pepe Le Pew the shit and, you know, take pussy when you want to, right? Because at that point, you're a fucking creeper and you're a piece of shit human being.
Well, that took a dark turn.
Well, no, I mean, just like trying to take something,
right? No, I get what you're
saying.
I was being sarcastic.
Like, trying to take something, right? And without asking for it, without getting that okay notion.
Verbalizing it.
Yes, right? Just going in and just trying to do something to someone without any communication with them at all is completely uncalled for, and it is completely disgusting to me. And honestly, like, if anybody is, let's say, quote unquote, in the lifestyle, right, but they do that, fuck you, you're not in the lifestyle, you're a piece of shit, we don't need your kind in our place, right? This
you're
is
essentially raping him.
Correct. Right? You're a shitty human being. And yeah,
I would say specifically in
sorry,
the
I just,
non-consent,
I went on
like, turn-off thing, I one of my bigger fears and definite turn-offs is when people initially ask consent and use one consent as a blanket consent and then blindside you with something that you haven't consented to. They don't re-ask for consent. Typically, at that point, they're not listening to body language. They're not listening to your cues. And that is definitely a turnoff. I wouldn't be super upset if someone, you know, tried to evolve a situation. But if you decide to then ignore my body language, my cues, whether verbal or nonverbal, you are trying to move forward without consent intentionally. And that's a turnoff.
Yeah, you're a huge piece of shit at that point. Like,
because
you deserve
can read
to be
body
fucking
language.
Hit by
like,
bus.
If you're in this lifestyle, you read body language a lot. So you can tell when that shift is taken.
Yeah.
When
you surprise someone.
And if you continue to do it.
Fucking glitter.
I'm sorry.
That was the best cough I've ever heard.
God dang it. Okay.
I forgot what I was trying to say.
Yeah. That was intense.
What were we talking about?
I think it's your turn.
Well, no, I was going to comment on what you just said, and now I lost it.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, I lost it too. I'm sorry. ADD, my bad.
All right.
ADD. We all got ADD.
It was her turn.
Yeah. All right, so now what's a turn off?
Oh, damn.
Turn off for you.
I already said mine. No.
Just
but you
one?
Forgot.
I'm just
you kidding. Forgot. Like, oh, no, you're talking. Never mind. Okay, I'm an idiot.
I was like, you have to have more than one turn on. Yeah. Come on now.
Oh, I got tons of these.
Muscles.
I can, okay, so.
Muscles.
Okay.
Muscles.
So.
What kind of muscles? Be more specific.
Arms.
Arm muscles. Okay.
And tattoos.
Mm.
But it's not,
not
a requirement.
Gonna lie, I like tattoos,
it's not
too.
A requirement, though. Like, if you don't have muscles and arms and you've got a good personality and can make me laugh, still a turn on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I will take some muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And particularly, even if you don't have muscles, especially if you don't have muscles, I'll totally take tattoos.
Tattoos, yes.
All day. All every day.
Yep.
So I guess I just fell into the can make you laugh one, huh?
You have a couple tattoos.
You got some muscles. Shut up.
You got a couple tattoos, but it's okay.
Hey, you've shown me those arms. You got some muscles these days.
Yeah, you brag about your muscles.
Not really.
I've never heard him fucking brag about it.
Yeah,
so
I'll come on.
I bragged about
that
losing
off.
Weight,
show us
not
your
really
muscles.
About the muscles.
Oh, well, you got them.
You
so
brag
shush.
About how you work out. At work. Because you have to lift doors all day. And they're heavy.
Well, just in case anyone was wondering.
Of that, then you turn off his twigs with a bad personality.
No. No. No,
there
I wasn't.
Doesn't have
there's
to be
not
a
turn off. There's not a flip side to this one. That's just
no,
my.
I said that all of them would have a.
There's
flip
not
side.
A flip side to this one. That's just one of my turn ons.
But I just wanted to throw out there that if anyone was interested, Blake does lift some very heavy doors. You know, he probably lifts a couple hundred pounds at a time during the day. So
that's what I was saying.
If you want someone who can turn you around, he can.
Air quotes brags, but really just complains about having to lift. Couple hundred pound doors every day.
I mean, he can throw me around, but that's, I guess, not saying much.
Because you're 50 pounds soaking wet.
Shut up.
Maybe 75.
Okay.
More than that. I'm not that tiny.
Okay. 100 even.
All right.
Close.
So.
I knew it.
Ashley, you got one? Because I got a whole plethora of
so
just like.
So these are kind of moving more into.
Oh, damn,
physical?
She got a whole ass list over here.
Yeah,
not,
she prepared.
Not like physical as in like what the person needs to have in physical attributes, because we've talked about how important personality is. But like things that turn me on, massages. I hate to give away that little secret, but massages are so my thing. Neck massage, back massage. Hell, I'll even take a foot massage, but like immediate turn on. Don't ask me why. That's just how I roll.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Gets me going every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What's the opposite of a massage?
Getting the fuck beat out of you? I don't know.
Don't be.
Not touching me? I don't know. Not liking to give me a massage? Blake, no, I'm joking.
Making you lift
I
doors.
I gave you a coupon.
Yeah, and you don't always honor it.
I do when you bring it up or if you can find it.
Yeah, the other day he was like, yeah, can you actually find that coupon? I get a weekly back rub if I present this coupon. And he's like, yeah, if you know where the coupon is. I was like, bitch, that thing's in my nightstand drawer. I always know where it is because I always want my massage.
So I am a spoiled brat. And just I'm a spoiled husband, right? I'm a spoiled spouse.
Yep.
Yeah.
So every night before I go to bed.
It never gets reciprocated. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It does sometimes.
It does sometimes.
Not always.
Nikki Maybe. Will lay in bed, and I'm a stomach sleeper, right? So I'm always laying on my stomach.
And
she
I'm a huge like book
with tickles.
No, like I'm a
she does every
I'm
night.
A bookworm. So I have to like read a chapter or two before I can fall asleep at night.
I want back
so
scratch with tickles every night.
I will rub his back or scratch his back while I read, and then once I get to like
Blake,
two,
I want to be
chapters,
a spoiled
then
housewife.
I'm like, all right, good night. I love you. I'm going to bed.
Go sleep with Nikki.
Nikki, I'm coming over.
Oh, I gotta have one hand to hold my phone.
Well,
so
you're
going
to have
book.
To give up a night, Paul.
Okay.
I want one. No.
All right. Have you gone, Blake, on this round?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to go for the less sexy one, but hygiene.
Motherfucker.
You
Again.
Keep taking all his shit.
Again. That was literally
I said
my
was
next
be so
one.
So much overlap.
You know
but
what?
No, you're good. You're good. I'm going to let you have this one. All right.
You can have it. It's okay.
So, yeah, hygiene just overall from just being kind of, you know, dressed at least decently, clean cut, and smell decent.
Yeah.
That matters way more than stereotypical attractiveness as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you don't have hygiene, it doesn't matter how sexy you are. You're just not going to be.
Correct. If you don't take care of yourself downstairs as well.
Which I guess a lot of them kind of lead back to our first one then. Because I feel like hygiene and confidence kind of have a lot of overlap.
No.
No.
There's a lot of people
that
aren't
okay.
very hygienic.
Like lots of negative feedback
confidence.
There from the group.
You're the only one that thinks that way. All of us were like,
You would
well,
hope
I
that
only
those
feel
go together.
Confident when I am properly hygienic. Like if I haven't showered, shaved, trimmed everything, I don't feel confident. So maybe that's just a me thing.
I mean, I feel the same way.
I mean,
with you,
I feel
right?
the same way, but
okay. Well,
not
then
everybody
but,
does.
Negative feedback.
But when you go to clubs or events or whatever, you will see someone there that is they have confidence. They do, but when you get near them, they fucking stink, and they don't.
There's
brush
always
your
at
teeth.
Least one.
They don't
There's always at least one at every club we've been to, every party we've been to. There's always at least one.
So
that shows like they have this huge confidence in themselves. But then when you get closer,
See, they fell over the line of the turn off in our thing.
Okay. For me, like another turn on would be like neck kisses. Like come up and you're kind of like nuzzling the neck, kissing the neck, whispering in the ear even. Definitely inside of play or let's say in a non-play setting with my spouse, definitely a turn on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little hug from behind that goes along with it.
Yeah, I could see that.
But what's the opposite of that?
I guess getting pushed from the front.
I would say, shove me off the cliff. Some people are, I guess, afraid to get touchy-feely.
Well, I mean, that could be some of the rules, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying I really like that. I like those little small tidbits of physical affection prior to and leading up to play. Or even outside of play as tease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Me.
Don't sound so excited.
I don't know how to word what I want to say. Like, okay, so a turn on of mine is like kind of being like touchy-feely in a like a before kind of foreplay kind of thing. But like rubbing up on me or like rubbing my thigh, rubbing my arms, like
kind of taking control, being dominant a little bit, like
a little bit, but like just like putting your hands on my body,
yeah, like
that. Exploring, like the first time, like kind of feeling, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess the beginnings of that physical connection without jumping straight into like,
yeah.
I mean, this also goes back to the confidence thing, right? So Nikki has confidence, but she is also extremely shy. So you typically, when we have a new couple or one that we've never met or whatever, and we'll host, Nikki tends to be like to herself a lot. And I'll end up having to talk to that partner and be like, hey, you know, you feel free to flirt with her. Like, she is extremely shy. She will not make the first move. She wants to make sure that you're interested in her.
But once the first move happens, then I'm kind of like,
okay, cool. You know, you can go and go forth with it, right? And you can reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the initial.
It like cracks the shell open.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with me. I'm kidding. No, then you get the full me.
I know we've been stuck here forever.
Oh, my God. Go away.
Act like we're held here against our will or something, Blake. Jeez.
Act like you're tied to the table or something.
I mean, if you want to be.
Maybe.
I mean, I will.
All right.
And then I'll beat the shit out of you. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine.
I'm kidding. No.
No that's hesitation. He's okay with that. Okay. I think it's Blake's turn. Don't give me that look.
I can't see your mouth. All I see is your eyes and the glare of your computer. So I'm like, what kind of face are you making to me right now?
What?
I don't know. I really don't have much else.
Okay.
I'm pretty simple. I don't have like a whole lot of turn-ons by body type or anything like that. It's really if you have
a nice juicy butt,
a little bit of confidence, and you're hygienic, and you like me being a smart ass, we're good. Like
if
that's
you wiggle
it.
An ass in his face, it'll get him going. I promise. Any
yeah,
ass.
But I feel like just saying you like butts is kind of a generic turn on because they don't have to be big. They
can
be
small.
Well,
you didn't have anything else to say, so I'm just throwing it out there.
All asses are great.
Yeah. Just like all boobs are great.
Exactly. Hell yeah. But now you just stole my next one if we get around to it.
Okay, I'm gonna go on a serious note and say honesty. How's that glitter taste in your throat, Nikki?
It's killing me.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Paul. Honesty. Yeah.
Honesty is a huge turn on for me. Like if you're gonna be honest with what you want and what you would like. I mean, yeah, I think that's a real big turn on for me.
Like, I'm gonna kind of go off of that though. Like, even honesty on like your nerves or like your concerns on where things are gonna go or how things are gonna play out or how you may perform is a turn on to me, because it shows me that you want things to go a certain way, but you don't like want to mess it up, kind of, in a sense.
I definitely agree that honesty and honesty with yourself is great too.
Okay. Whose turn is it?
It's a good question.
Fuck it.
I don't know.
Who just?
You did.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. All right, so Nikki, now it's your turn.
Because it was honesty.
See, why did we do a fucking crisscross over the table instead of around the table?
Whose idea was this? I tried to do Ash and then me. That's why I was trying to make it.
Whose idea was this?
Yours. Let's just go a full free-for-all, man.
All right, cool. Yeah, full free-for-all. Whoever has a turn-on, turn-off.
We might be running out of things.
All right, I'll say one. Another one of my turn-ons is we always have group text with couples before we meet up, which most people do. But the, like, not necessarily sexting, but the dirty texts on, like, what they would like to experience kind of thing is a turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I can see that being a turn on.
So I'll go on that, right? Flip side of that, the turn off in a group text is if I'll tell them, like, hey, why don't you add your spouse? Oh, no, we share an account.
Nope.
I don't. Nope.
It's going to be all
that.
Four of us.
It will be all four of us.
Or none
or
of us.
We will not be communicating with you, period.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I mean, if it's just small talk and especially no talk about potentially playing or swinging, then that's fine. We could do, like, me and that individual chat or whatever else. However, if we're talking about potentially meeting up, potentially having a play session, whatever else, and I'm like, hey, cool, can we all four of us get in a group chat? That way we can get to know each other a little bit better. And they go, oh, me and my spouse shared this page. We're going to decline this, you know, this offer. We're not interested.
But I'm
because
gonna,
there's
I'm
so
explain
many people.
That though, because we had so many that it ended up not being
a couple
or not the person's spouse not knowing that they even had this account.
That too.
Yeah. So,
that too. It's just one person in that couple having a profile and putting their spouse's pictures out there.
And that's why
without their consent.
We can't talk to both of them. We don't want to talk to them.
Correct.
Because we've had so many instances like that that it's put a bad taste in our mouth.
Yep. So I will say, like, a good turn on for us would be that little light flirting through text. Mm-hmm. Possibly sexting, whatever else. But a turnoff is someone or a so-called couple that will not have or will not do a group chat with all four of us.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be equal participation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if, let's say you really do share an account, but, like, that just doesn't inspire equal participation in that chat.
I agree.
Yeah, because you don't know who it's coming
from, and then
or if it's
blurred
genuine
lines on who you're talking to, and I can definitely understand that.
So I was gonna say that one of my turn-ons is like desire / enthusiasm. So that, like, want to do things and that excitement to do things is definitely a turn-on.
On the flip side of that, like, engaging in activities because they feel obligated to would be the turnoff in that situation. So, like,
I don't even mean that. You could not necessarily feel obligated to, but just not outwardly show any excitement or enthusiasm or, like,
be so
a,
like,
part of it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So, like, if someone is really reserved about showing any enthusiasm about the activities they're taking part in, that's not going to be much of a turn on. Whereas if they're actively participating and showing their excitement about the things that they're doing or are having done to them, then that's going to be a turn on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know, put your phone on silent.
I did.
So I can't hear all your.
Sorry, my bad. It's okay. Okay. All right. I'll do one. Respect. I tried to give it to you. You were like, no, I'll do this. Right.
I did the other one. I know. So I wouldn't steal yours. That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm going to say respect is a huge turn on to me. Again, on the flip side of that would be disrespect, right? But I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. If you respect my spouse's boundaries, if you respect my spouse's answers, whether it's giving consent or just saying no thank you, that is a turn on, right? If you respect our marriage and us doing this together, that is a turn on. And the reason why I say this, right, because there's some people that will try to end up having a relationship with your spouse or whatever else. Or they'll
or
try
with
to
you outside of your
correct,
spouse.
Correct, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have, if you have respect for my marriage and our lifestyle.
And our rules.
And our ethical non-monogamous journey, that's eternal.
Yeah, and but for some people, they want to have those relationships that are one-on-one. And, like, I get that. But I think you've hit a real strong point there, Paul. If you can respect that that is a journey you guys decided to go in together and that your preferences are to fully enjoy that journey together and not separately, that is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's ours. Like, our thing is being together.
Yep.
Going on turn-ons, though.
I wasn't done with my turn-offs.
Oh.
But okay. I mean,
I finished. Sorry. I just was I got excited with what she said. Sorry.
Okay.
Does anyone else hear the clicking or am I finally going insane?
No, I hear it a little bit here and there. I think it's like when cords get moved or something.
Okay. So my turn off on the flip side of that, my turn off would be disrespect. Like if mm-hmm. you disrespect my wife's wishes, if you disrespect my wishes, if you disrespect our relationship by trying to do something that we are not comfortable doing, then you have no chance in hell.
Especially if we voice those discomforts.
Yes. And then again, like if you disrespect our marriage, even though we say, hey, we're not okay with this, and you still do it, especially when it comes to something physically with us, then again, you are a piece of shit, and I hope you get hit by a bus. But
wow.
I mean,
you need a button for that.
Wow.
It could be worse than being hit by a bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's way more worse. Okay, yeah. Fine. You know what? I won't say hit by a bus. I hope to God you stub your fucking toe every night for a week straight.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty rough.
That's a creative one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gets another wow.
But, okay.
Nikki, right. What was yours that you were going to say?
Being able, in the moment of playing together with other couples, seeing the satisfaction or the enjoyment that he gives to the other females.
Yes, I have found that's a turn on for me too. For sure. I was surprised to find that was a turn on for me, but yeah. It is.
Okay, so what would be on the flip side of that? Just laying there like a dead fish?
No, like getting really jealous. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we've already consented to playing with someone, I'm not going to sit there and get jealous that he's giving it to him good. You know what I mean?
But it does happen.
But it's also a turn on.
For me, I know this might be just me, but I haven't hit that jealousy point. Like, I look over and I'm like, hell yeah, I know you're a stud.
But
give it to her.
It goes both ways though. Like, it's a turn on knowing that he is like
enjoying
it and making like her enjoyment like to the fullest for the experience.
Yeah.
But also being able to almost like share the turn on with the person's spouse
mm-hmm.
as they are enjoying the same thing and being turned on by the same thing that I'm seeing, that's also a big turn on.
I think the reason why I push jealousy aside is like when I see that and I'm turned on by that, the like next echoing thought in the back of my mind is, yeah, I go home with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I want it, I'm gonna fucking get it. You know what I mean? And so like it doesn't bother me a whole lot because I know he gives it to me just as good. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. And I wish more people thought that way.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great way to like frame those kinds of activities. And that's not going to be everybody's, not everyone is going to be able to do that. And I get that. But personally, that's how I feel.
I feel like the non-negative flip side is I also enjoy watching you pleasure other people in kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know how good she is. So I enjoy someone else enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. I'll throw one out there, kind of showing my kinks, but I am really turned on by being tied up and or blindfolded or both at the same time. That's great too. I love it. I don't know why.
Usually
I think,
both.
Yeah, usually
I
both.
Like being blindfolded.
I think a lot of it has to do with like a little bit of sensory deprivation, a little bit of lack of control by having bondage involved. But that's definitely a turn on for me. But yeah, I really, really enjoy being tied up. Definitely a turn on for me. And I also think it's like hot to, I don't know, give somebody that control for a short period of time.
Okay, so I think we got time for one more.
I have a really important one that I wanted to throw out there. Okay. So like a big turn on and turn off for me. So on the turn on side is not being in it only for your pleasure. So selfishness, it kind of goes to selfishness. Like, I don't want someone to want to partake in sexual activities just for themselves because, I mean, there's a saying, it takes two to tango. It does. Like, if you are ever in that situation solely for your pleasure and your gain, then I feel like you're just a really selfish person. And there can be times where one person gets the pleasure and the other doesn't, and that's fine. But like walking into a situation saying, "I want what I want, I want to be pleased," and then I don't care what happens to you, like that's a turn off to me. I kind of think that ties into like the desire part too. Like, and maybe this is just me being spoiled, but Blake is very focused on giving me pleasure. And trust me, he receives plenty and he definitely asks for, you know, his own pleasure too. But he's always made a point of wanting me to be pleased as well in any activities we do or checking in at the end. Like, do you want to come again? Like, are you wanting more? And if I don't, that's fine. But like, he's cognizant of it. He thinks about it. Just that thought of like, did you get what you wanted out of this?
Being a generous play partner.
Yeah, generosity, exactly.
Not selfish.
Yeah, so definitely a turn on that part.
Okay. Before we go, I know I sent y'all a comment that I would just like to talk about. To me, it makes me understand, like, this is why we do what we do type thing, you know? We could have 1,000 hate mails, but one of this message made it all worth it, in my opinion, right? So when we were talking to Front Porch Swingers, when we were talking to them, we were talking about being bisexual and bisexual males within the lifestyle and how it's really overlooked, like, obviously.
And not very well accepted.
And not very well accepted, depending. Oh, I say not very well accepted, but I'm only saying that because we've only been to few places here in this area.
And
I'm sure
not very accepting.
I'm sure if we go to other parts of America or parts of the country to where it's more acceptable, right? I'm sure the vibe there would be completely different than it is in fucking West Texas, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not shitting on West Texas at all by any means, but I'm just saying, like, it's not very accepted here. It's a prerequisite for females to be it's a prerequisite for females to be, you know, bisexual or bicurious or whatever else. But the comment was, I'm not going to say their name and I'm going to take out the names of it, but it's, "Hey y'all, I just listened to y'all's latest podcast where you are speaking about male bisexuality and the lifestyle. I just want to thank you for discussing this. I know what you mean about the stigma of being a bisexual man in the lifestyle. I know we've probably missed out on communications or connections based on me listing myself as bisexual on your profile. But what you see is what you get with me. I am openly bi and have been for the past 4 years. I was in a marriage 27 years prior to meeting his spouse and struggled with his bisexuality because I had to hide it. But coming out was a huge weight lifted off of me. I really appreciate you both for openly discussing this. So reading that message, like, I can't say thank you enough for all the kind words that message, you know, to me, it read out, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would still like to do an episode, possibly in the future, of more accepting bi males, transsexuals, or the trans community, everything else.
Just being more accepting, yes, in general. We're already kind of social outcasts. Why are we judging anyone within the group?
Yeah, so I would like to do...
society.
Yeah.
I would really like to do an episode about that. However, I will be going on a work trip in a few weeks, so I won't be back till middle of February. We may try to get one before then. Don't really know. But I just... recently, we've been having a lot of good comments and thankful comments. And to me, it just means the world to me, because it means that what we're doing matters to some people.
It makes me feel like we made a good choice on starting this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because
especially in the beginning when we were just getting started, I kind of felt like maybe there's already too many of them out there. Like, why do we need to do it?
But, there's so many fucking lifestyle podcasts.
But
out there.
The topics that we talk about aren't very well talked about in the lifestyle or in lifestyle podcasts. Some of them. I mean, we do talk about some of the similar things, but there have been a few that don't get talked about enough. And getting like messages like that kind of like reassures me that we made the right decision in wanting to do our podcast the way we do it and not just be about all the kinky, sexy fun that we have. I mean, guess our last episode had that, but that was pretty much our first one that had any kind of stories to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, I mean, when we were... I feel how he felt, right? Mm-hmm. Granted, it wasn't for 27 years or how many years he had to deal with it prior to even being his first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, and it's like our friend, you know, whenever I was telling, you know, Front Porch Swingers about the individual who has bisexual male in his or bicurious male in his profile. And I told him, I was like, dude, that's fucking ballsy and I respect you. And by him saying, hey man, what they see is what they get, literally what the same shit the same guy said, right? And that made me change mine. But even that that individual listened to the episode, immediately texted us like, I'm so fucking proud of you for doing this, for, you know, whatever else. And it was just, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And y'all know him, like,
yeah.
And they're an amazing couple. Like, they're such an amazing couple.
Oh, 100%.
And they will be down here soon, I believe, middle of or end of February. I think he said end of February or beginning of March. So they're going to be down here very soon.
Awesome.
But, well.
Yeah, thank you for the nice comments. Thank you for letting us know what means something to you, what value you get out of our conversations. You know, I don't know that we'll have something of strong value every single time you listen to us, but I sure hope that somebody is able to take away something positive, or something validating, or just something that they needed to hear when they do listen to our podcasts. That's awesome.
Even
that's why
if
we're
it's
here.
Just you need to hear me give Blake a hard time.
Yeah.
And need a good laugh.
That's fine too.
Argue with Paul, because I do that a lot, apparently.
We like arguing. Yes, you do.
You're like, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
And then look away.
Yes, you do. So,
love you.
Love you too, babe. I don't have anything else. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. And ooh, see you next time.
Oh, I do have something. Hold on.
Pause. Oh my gosh, he changed his mind.
I do have something. So we have talked good old Blake here into creating a website for us. So that will be coming out soon. And
Did I miss this conversation?
Yes. So this is actually staying in the podcast, right? This is staying in the episode to hold him accountable.
All right, we need to get a deadline. What date are we going with? So, he's got to have a deadline.
Okay, I'm going
to,
you know what?
We need to offline about this deadline. Hold on.
I'm just kidding. We don't have to have a deadline. I was just giving him a hard time.
But yes, I'm going to hold Blake accountable for this, right? So whenever our listeners do go, hey, what's your website? I can be like, well, why don't you message Blake? Okay. So
thanks, it's Paul. Not ready yet.
Yeah.
How about you bring that up with Blake?
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
We'll work on it.
Yeah. I'll be working on that shortly.
Okay, good deal.
I just have to give him a hard time. Sorry, guys.
Okay. All right. Bye.
What is with the awkward pauses?
If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.